When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. It's your free throws because they're free. Stripe Sports, should I say, the rebrand. Welcome to Stripe Sports, the rebrand. Still hit your free throws because their free. March Madness is underway for the people, but the NFL pro days are going down. Our Texas Longhorns, the boys dominate, and A.D. Mitchell has secured his spot in the first round. You probably didn't hear it here first. Absolutely news a buzzing on Twitter. Jordan Schultz threw it up, but technically, if you're listening to our Horns Up Talking Texas podcast, you did hear it here first with A.D. Mitchell being an absolute monster for us this season, for Georgia in the past, 2-time national champion. We got a mock draft for you here today. We're going to go pick by pick, break it down for you. Starting at that number one spot, Justin Fields was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 6th-round pick. If he plays X number of snaps, becomes a 4th-round pick. Pretty much they trade him for a cow and some magic beans, or not so magic beans. We'll see who that 6th-round pick becomes. A lot of people feel like they could have gotten more. They waited too long. They overplayed their hand. Probably. Caleb Williams, nonetheless, was always the first overall pick, the bona fide first overall pick. He is the most talented player in this draft. He's the most talented quarterback in this draft. And now, obviously, the Chicago Bears need a quarterback. They did the right thing last year, I guess, if Bryce Young was going to be the guy. If everyone knew what C.J. Stroud was going to be, what would the Chicago Bears have done, right? They already did it last year, if you think about it. Could they have kept Justin Fields? Could he have gotten better? Was he drafted into a terrible situation comparatively to what Caleb Williams is going to be drafted into? Caleb Williams is going to be drafted into a phenomenal situation. He's got DJ Moore. He's got Keenan Allen. He's got Cole Kmet. He's got Rashawn Johnson backing up DeAndre Swift. And he's got a built-up offensive line, not to mention a good defense. Caleb Williams is not going to a team that typically picks first overall. He is going to a team that is ready to compete, at least be competitive. Sorry, I shouldn't say compete. If we're saying compete, that means they're going to the Super Bowl. No, the Bears, not ready for that, but they can be competitive. They have a competitive roster. Caleb Williams is walking into a better situation than almost every single first overall pick has ever walked into. All that being said, if you're the Chicago Bears and you look what happened last year, what if they had C.J. Stroud first on their board? You best believe they had a board, because they had to evaluate, is it worth taking Young or Stroud, or keeping Fields. If they had C.J. Stroud number one on their board, there's no doubt in anyone's minds, all NFL heads, C.J. Stroud is a bona fide better quarterback than Justin Fields. If you had C.J. Stroud number one on your boards and you passed on that and look what he became, what if it was the same thing with Caleb Williams? How much longer can you run the Justin Fields thing out? I mean, look, I don't think paying him was going to be an issue, but what if he doesn't progress? What if it's more of the same? Then you're in trouble. And then back-to-back years, you've passed on potentially two superstar quarterbacks. So either Chicago Bears, you reset your quarterback clock, you get some cap space back, not having to pay Fields, you get what you can. That was pretty piss poor. But now you're sitting there number one and you go with Caleb Williams. Been saying this the whole time. Everybody thinks that Caleb Williams is a locker room cancer, is bad for the environment. Not a team guy, more of an eye guy. I can tell you firsthand, covering USC, I was at every home game, most of the practices, all the post-game press conferences. His teammates love him. His teammates go to war for him. So many times we've seen guys cry in games, but yet he's the one that's criticized, probably because he paints his nails. Should he have done F Utah on his nails? Not a great move. Has he made some questionable decisions in the media? Were some of those post-game interviews wicked awkward? Yeah, you could hear a pin drop. Super uncomfortable. Didn't necessarily love being there. Was it good content that I got to put on TikTok and Instagram? For sure. Was that a little, you know, I mean, I'm not going to complain about that, right? But needless to say, Caleb is a special talent, man. He just makes everyone around him better. He can make all the throws. He could improvise. He could run the plays. I'll never forget, and this is not even him at USC, I'll never forget being at the Red River game, Texas OU. Texas is up on OU. They are dominating Spencer Rattler. That game is over. We are going to win that football game. The Texas Longhorns are going to win that football game. Caleb Williams comes in, goes under center, and basically tells everyone in that stadium and on the field, I am the best player here, and there is no question and no doubt about that. And he puts the fear in God into the entire Longhorn Nation that was there. He sucked the energy out of that stadium. He made a 3rd-and-19 throw to Williams that was so ridiculous. Prior, it was 3rd-and-17 for the Texas Longhorns. Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson. A guy I was with in the stands turns to me and goes, well, at least it's not 3rd-and-17. Well, too bad it was 3rd-and-19. Williams made an amazing touchdown throw. He is a super talent, super athlete, and he is the bona fide first overall pick. There was never a question. There was never a doubt. Jaden Daniels, to me, is the number two pick. Drake May has the upside. This is no slight against Drake May and what he can be. I just don't think he's as NFL ready. And quite frankly, I don't think the Commanders are that far off from being competitive. They have Dotson, obviously scary Terry. They have a good running back room with Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler. Their offensive line needs some work, but they have the 36th pick and they have the 40th pick. He could take back-to-back offensive linemen there and retool the offensive line. Their defense still has some pieces, despite trading away Chase Young, who never really lived up to the hype after injuries. And Montez Sweat, of course, who is a beast for the Bears, but you get a second-round pick out of that. They have a brand-new head coach who's gone to a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels is a Heisman winner. He's competitive. He is the type of player that could come in right away and do damage on the ground, in the air. And I think it's a great fit for the Washington Commanders. They brought in Mariota for a reason. Something happens to Daniels, he could run the system. Also, Mariota, they're kind of somewhat similar, at least from, you know, coming out of college standpoint. Also, Mariota can help tutor him. I think it's a good pairing from mentor to young quarterback. And Daniels has a lot of college experience. He's pretty ready to go. And I think he's going to be a great fit. He's a little slight. He runs a lot, you know, RG3 2.0 could give Washington fans, you know, a little deja vu, but I think he's going to be a phenomenal pro. And I think to me, he's the bona fide number two pick. Patriots at number three, taking Drake May. This is nothing to do with Drake May as a Patriots fan, and this is, I am in the minority. I know everyone wants quarterback, get the franchise guy. If you were going to take a franchise quarterback, you better be ready as a franchise to lift that quarterback up, or you're going to be in a bear situation with Justin Fields. And I'm not saying Drake May can't be a Justin Herbert or a Josh Allen or whatever projects him to be, but I'm also saying the Patriots situation isn't that great. The offensive line, mediocre at best. Their wide receiver is probably worst in the league, if I had to do it off the dome. At least bottom three. Tight end, fine. Run game, okay. Nothing to write home about. First-year head coach, defensive-minded guy. if you're the New England Patriots, and I have the Minnesota Vikings moving up from 11 and 23 to 4 with Arizona, who doesn't need a quarterback and needs a lot of help and needs a lot of picks, not just one player. If you're the New England Patriots and Minnesota gives you an offer you can't refuse for Drake May, you move back to that 11th spot and the 23, get their first round pick and a fourth round pick next year, you better consider having that 11th, the 23rd, and the 34th pick in this year's draft. Plus, what'll probably be yours and theirs, so two top 15 picks next year, where you can go get a quarterback. That quarterback class, I think, is being underrated. But first of all, there's always a guy that comes out of nowhere. Shedeur Sanders, first-round talent. Quinn Ewers, first-round talent. Carson Beck's out of Georgia, first-round talent. Plus a guy that I haven't listed that's going to pop out, right? I mean, what was Jaden Daniels heading into the year? Fourth-round pick. Now he's going to be taking second overall. J.J. McCarthy, second-round pick. Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., right? All guys they have going in the first round. So guys always pop out of nowhere. If you're going to take a quarterback as a franchise, you best be ready. For J.J. McCarthy of the Vikings signed Sam Darnold to a one-year deal to bridge the gap. Do I still have some stock in Sam Darnold? Yeah, sure. Haven't sold all of it yet. Hopefully he can be my Kobe White, my GameStop of the NFL. I thought he got a bad break with Adam Gase in New York. He went to the Carolina Panthers, probably the worst organization in football, maybe even all of sports outside of the Charlotte Hornets, who actually maybe look to be turning. The Washington Wizards are the worst. My bad. Minnesota moves up. They give the 11th, the 23rd, and a first-round pick next year to Arizona, who can't refuse that offer. And they love moving and wheeling and dealing. We saw that last year in the draft. They get the Super Bowl champion. They get the national champion, J.J. McCarthy, who's young, who's got the tools, who's got the physicality, who's got the athleticism, and I think has the brain to play quarterback in the NFL. He just needs a little time holding the clipboard. Sam Darnold allows you to do that. He also walks into a pretty excellent offensive situation. He'll have Hockenson when he comes back healthy. He'll have Jordan Addison, who was fantastic as a rookie. He'll have Aaron Jones, who I don't think is over the hill yet as his running back. A decent offensive line. Solid, even some would say. And not to mention what a lot of people feel to be the best wide receiver in all of football in Justin Jefferson for now. Defense looked a lot better. They hit on the draft last year. So I think Minnesota, would I do that if I was them? No, but I think this is what's going to happen. Minnesota made that trade with Houston to move to get a second first round pick, the 23rd pick. They lost their second round pick this year and second round pick next year. They moved into the first round to get two first round picks and a first round next year because you're going to need three first round picks to move into the top five. And that's what they do right here with the fourth overall pick, taking J.J. McCarthy. Next. Congratulations, Los Angeles Chargers. Things were looking terrible for you last year. No one cared about you in LA. You had a weak head coach. Now you got Jim Harbaugh, and now you have Marvin Harrison Jr. to pair with Justin Herbert. I think they think this is going to happen. That's why they let Mike Will go, Keenan Allen traded. I know like contracts, but I have to imagine they could have restructured things. I know Keenan coming off a great year didn't want to. And I know money talks, right? And wide receivers you can replace, in my opinion. I mean, look what the Chiefs did. They traded, quote-unquote, another guy that could challenge Justin Jefferson for the best wide receiver in football. They traded him, and they still went to the Super Bowl. But at 5, Marvin Harrison Jr. for the next 10 years with Justin Herbert, can't say no to that, won't say no to that. Chargers take Marvin Harrison Jr., who does fall to them at 5. He should be a top-3 pick. He's that talented, but he falls to them at 5. They can't say no. Giants picking 6. They also need a wide receiver 1. I like Rome Odunze, but Malik Nabers' tape is absolute fire. Dude is such a stud, total beast, killed it at LSU. LSU could have won the national championship. It was offense only. Their defense just couldn't stop a nosebleed. So New York goes Malik Nabers, LSU, 6th overall. Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. Was there ever more of a Tennessee Titan 7th overall? I think not. They took Skoronski, who's playing guard. He moved into guard at a Northwestern last year in the first round. Got Will Levis. I have some faith in him. He just signed Calvin Ridley. He just got DeAndre Hopkins. Why not get a potential generational left tackle and Joe Alt, a franchise left tackle, I think, for years to come. Best tackle in the class and a very strong tackle class. Titans don't move. They stay where they are. They get Joe Alt. 8, Raheem Morris comes into Atlanta. The Falcons sit there. They've gone offense in the top 10 the last 3 drafts. Bijan, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. They signed Darnell Mooney. They traded for Rondale Moore. Do I love both those receivers? I mean, I'm not jumping for joy and screaming over the moon for him. could they take Roma Dunze there and go crazy four guys right there, have four receivers plus Kyle Pitts and Bijan? Sure. Do I think it's going to happen with the defensive-minded head coach and a team that still needs to get a great pass rusher, a number one pass rusher? No, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they go Dallas Turner, Alabama here. It's probably the safest edge in this draft class. Super athletic, young, coachable. I think they bring him in, keep him in the South in Atlanta, eighth overall. Nine, I have another trade. Four quarterbacks have gone. The Broncos desperately need some guy under center to get things started with the Sean Payton era. Didn't work out for Russell Wilson. The Broncos move in a trade with the Chicago Bears. They move from 12 to 9. The Bears move back to 12. Broncos move up and get probably my fifth or sixth quarterback on the board. I love Michael Penix Jr., but in this case, they move up to get the healthier, less medical issued Bo Nix, his rival in the former Pac-12. Shout out to Pac-12. RIP to the legends, Conference of Champions. 10, Jets signed Mike Williams. They got Tyron Smith. They got Morgan Moses. What can go wrong, right? I mean, this is a team, if everyone's healthy, they could compete. But everyone has to be healthy. Needless to say, I think Brock Bowers is a tight end, 10-year guy, 12-year guy, 14-year guy, book it. Such a New York Jet would be great for the Jets. And I think Aaron Rodgers can make him sing, you know, on the field as a rookie. I love that pick for the Jets. Roma Dunze, Cardinals don't take Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4. They move back in that Vikings deal, get the 11 and 23rd. More to come on them later. They now have three first-round picks, by the way. They have the 27, 23rd, and the 11 in this mock draft or in the NFL draft, which is pretty crazy. So that's big time for the Cardinals. They can really change the trajectory of their franchise. Roma Dunze, great weapon for Kyler Murray, was absolutely fantastic at Washington, torched my Texas Longhorns in the Sugar Bowl. He goes 11th overall to the Arizona Cardinals. All right, keeping that train rolling, grabbing some water. Might be a little biased, might not be at all. 12, the Chicago Bears had moved back. They need interior defensive line help to help expose Montez Sweat, let him get those one-on-ones. No better guy to do in college football than Byron Murphy. The number one graded PFF interior defensive lineman against for the pass rush. Murphy was incredible last year. Devondre Sweat won the Outland Award for the best defensive lineman. But Byron Murphy was fantastic for the Texas Longhorns. A massive reason we got to the college football playoff. Chicago Bears get an absolute stud over there at 12. 13, the Raiders, not a sexy pick. They have the real AOC, Aiden O'Connell, and they just signed Gardner Minshew. That's their quarterback room. Very fun-looking quarterback room. A lot of mustache over there. They could take Michael Penix Jr. They actually take his teammate, another Washington guy, Troy Fatanu, offensive lineman. He's listed as a tackle, but he can play guard. And I think they need to beef up on the offensive line a little bit. So not the sexiest of picks, but a very, very, very strong first-round pick for the Vegas Raiders right there at 13. 14, continuing the trend of offensive linemen. Fuaga, Oregon State, tackle. The New Orleans Saints get younger on the offensive line, get another tackle in there, something they needed, I feel, in this era. Do I have faith in them as a team? No. Do I think they're going to sneak next year? Yep. Did I like the Derek Carr trade? Nope. Thought it was pretty crap. Or signing, I should say. Thought it was crap. But I think Fuaga is a strong offensive lineman, slots in at the right tackle spot right away, and it's a great pick for the New Orleans Saints. Colts are sitting there. They could go wide receiver, but I have faith in Downs. They just re-signed an extended Pittman. Alec Pierce is their number three. I know they want to get more weapons for Anthony Richardson, but I think they're in a position to take the best player available, and that's Quinion Mitchell for me. He's an absolute stud at cornerback out of Toledo, and a rule of thumb, every time I see someone from a random school and they're listed in the top 15, especially if they're a defensive player, take them. They're just going to be good. They're just going to be good. Khalil Mack, DeMarcus Ware. Take them. Quinion Mitchell, 15 out of Toledo. 16, the Seattle Water Falcons. Keeping Michael Penix Jr. in the Pacific Northwest. I know they just got Sam Howell. I know they have Geno Smith, but they need a real franchise quarterback for the future. This is kind of a hot take, but I think they keep Michael Penix Jr. there. He learns a little bit from Geno Smith, holds the clipboard. You have Sam Howell just for insurance. And you have a new regime in there, right? So why not get a new quarterback that is familiar with the area, hero in the area, and can succeed over there? He's a winner everywhere he goes, man. He was good at IU. He's great at Washington. If it wasn't for injuries, he'd be a bona fide top 15 pick. Jags, you could take wide receiver here. You maybe should take Brian Thomas Jr. or A.D. Mitchell. I would love an A.D. Mitchell pick here. Do I think Gabe Davis is a number one who they just signed? No. I don't think Christian Kirk is either. They lost out on Calvin Ridley. They still have Evan Ingram and Travis Etienne. But Jared Verse, a Florida State guy, hometown kid, he's sitting there. He's an absolute beast. Every time a great defensive player falls to 17, Christian Gonzalez, Derwin James, you know he's a lock to be good. I love the Jaguars taking Jared Verse there, continuing to beef up that pass rush. You now have Walker, Allen, and Verse rotating in, and you can't have enough depth on the defensive line or offensive line, in my opinion. I think that's something that's so often overlooked. Olufoshana, a guy that was going to be a top 10 pick a lot of the time, he falls to the Bengals at 18. They get some depth on the offensive line, get some youth in the offensive line to continue to build that unit going forward. Aaron Donald retired. Jerzon Newton out of Illinois. He's another guy that's super hyped up, but things have cooled on him a little bit. He's an absolute home wrecker from the inside of that defensive line. I love the Rams taking him over there at 19. 20, Jackson Powers Johnson, center out of Oregon to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is that the sexiest of picks? No. Is it a classic Steelers pick? Abso-freaking-lutely. They took an offensive lineman last year, Broderick Jones out of Georgia. I still think they continue to beef up that offensive line. If they want to get another receiver, they'll take one in the second round. That's something they always do. Pickens, Deontay Johnson. I think they go on the line here. It's a Steeler way. I think Powers Johnson is the best center in, you know, and Zach Frazier is a great center to West Virginia, but I think he's the best center in this draft class. And I think it's a really strong pick. Again, not a sexy pick for Pittsburgh, but a good pick nonetheless. We got a pair of Alabama boys right here going back to back. 21, Miami takes J.C. Latham, tackle, Alabama. He's a moose, right? Again, this is a really strong tackle class. And he's a guy I've seen mocked at 5. I've seen him, you know, I've seen him the first tackle off the board. So Miami getting him, getting some more guns in the offensive line. I think it's a fantastic pick for Mike McDaniel to get a young buck in there at tackle. Terrion Arnold goes to the Eagles at 22. Cooper DeJean out of Iowa, still on the board. Cornerback Nate Wiggins, the speedster, who I really love, still on the board at cornerback. But the Eagles take Terrion Arnold over there at 22, Alabama. He's a bit more physical, a bit longer, and I think it's a really good pick. He surpassed his teammate Kool-Aid McKinstry, who is by far and away the best name in this draft class. Let's keep the train rolling. You're going to see the Cardinals, two other picks here. Crazy moves coming for the Cardinals. That's right. Look at that. Cardinals at 23, Nate Wiggins, that's where he goes. Back-to-back corners. Clemson, super fast, great athlete, great cover corner. People are a little concerned about his size. I think the tape plays, and I think it's a really great pick for Arizona, who now have him and Roma Dunze. A.D. Mitchell, 24. We've spoken about him a million times because we're Texas biased, but who cares? He is a bona fide number one receiver. He's a bit similar to CeeDee Lamb, but I think him and CeeDee Lamb together are so ridiculously dangerous. He has so much speed at 6'2", 205, A.D. Mitchell, a great deep threat for Dak Prescott, can stretch the field. I think it's something they were trying to get a bit more of last year with Cooks and Gallup couldn't deliver with that contract. It's a bad deal. And I think A.D. Mitchell is the guy that Jerry Jones, Mike McCarthy, and that offense are looking for, and he comes in, and he's an absolute stalwart for him. Utter beast, and he doesn't have to have the pressure right away of being a number one guy. Packers need help on the offensive line. They get a guy, Graham Barton, who could play across the board, tackle guard. Even, I gotta imagine you play a little bit of center if you need him to, but they don't. So guard and tackle, Graham Barton out of Duke. I think that'd be a really fun pick for the Green Bay Packers offensive line. Liatu Latu is an edge out of UCLA. I have him going 26 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Look, if there was no medical issues, if he hadn't retired and now come back, we're talking about Latu being a top 10 pick. He could be the best defensive player in this draft class. Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are getting a home-wrecking player on the edge in Tampa out of UCLA. I think he'd be so great there. I think Bowles would work wonders with him and get the best out of him. Their offense is kind of set. They could go offensive line. If Graham Barton falls, doesn't go to Green Bay, I like that for the Buccaneers to pick after a 26, but he had went a pick ahead. So they go with the best player by far, in my opinion, available, and Liatu Latu out of UCLA. Double cornerback. I know it's crazy, but why not? And that's because Cooper DeJean could play all across the board. Safety, nickel, anything for Arizona. So they go two corners in this mock draft. I was feeling a bit wild. They could have gone two receivers. They could have gone offensive line with Tyler Guyton, Amarius Mims, Jordan Morgan out of Arizona, Guyton out of Oklahoma, Amarius Mims out of Georgia. But Cooper DeJean is an athletic freak, and him, Nate Wiggins, and your defensive backfield, you're making that very dangerous. And you kind of need that. You kind of need that defensive back versatility when you're playing in that division against the 49ers, who have Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk still on the roster, Christian McCaffrey, and George Kittle. They play really physical, the Niners, in a big brand of smash mouth football, but they throw seven different kinds of smoke at you, and you got to be able to cover it. So I think that's a really fun pick for, you know, at the 27 and 23 spot, two corners for the Arizona Cardinals to hopefully change the directory of their franchise. 28, Bills got to replace Gabe Davis, and they do it right here with Brian Thomas Jr. 6'4", super physical, unbelievably talented wide receiver. Love the pick. Love him across from Stephon Diggs. Love him taking over for Stephon Diggs once Stephon Diggs leaves Buffalo, which seems like every offseason is the case. I just think it's fantastic. Him and Josh Allen, QB wide receiver duo of the future. Cornerback for the Lions, TJ Tampa. He plays at Iowa State. I think he's not getting enough love because he plays at Iowa State. But let me tell you something. This guy was an absolute blanket in the Big 12 during his college football tenure. He is such a monster. And he's a guy that could be an absolute steal for Detroit and Dan Campbell's squad at the back end of the first round. At 30, the Ravens can go a bunch of different ways. They could go defensive line. They can move up. I could see them as a team that's trading up. They could trade up for Latu if he falls. But here I have them taking Tyler Guyton. He's a raw offensive lineman, but he's an absolute moose. He's a house. And I think that's really, I think Baltimore is going to play really, they like to play physical. They like to run physical. They lost Gus Bus, but obviously they gained King Henry. They love dominating in the red zone. And I think Tyler Guyton is going to fit that mold quite nicely. Cause he's such an, he's a unit. Amarius Mims at 31. It's no secret the 49ers outside of Trent Williams need some offensive line depth. It would have been fun to have Guyton over there. He went the pick before, have Trent Williams on one side, Guyton on the other, double OU stack. But that doesn't happen in this mock draft. And I think Amarius Mims has had some serious injury issues, but when you watch the tape, he's a mauler for Georgia. And every game he started, he was an absolute beast for the Dogs. So I think it's a really good pick if he's healthy for the Niners at 31 and 32. Biased, call it crazy. I don't think so. I think Jatavion Sanders is a first-round talent. I think the tape shows it, and I think he's the perfect replacement for Travis Kelce, whose career could be winding down. He's probably got one or two more in him, but Mahomes has probably 10 or 12 more in him, and you need a perfect replacement for Travis Kelce, and I truthfully believe playing style, Jatavion Sanders is that guy. Recapping it, Caleb Williams, the one. Daniels, quarterback, LSU, at the two to the Commanders. Patriots, three, take Drake May out of North Carolina. Four, the Minnesota Vikings in a trade up with the Arizona Cardinals. They gave up the 11, the 23, and a future first-round pick in 2025. They take national champion J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. Wide receiver out of Ohio State, Marvin Harrison Jr. goes five to the LA Chargers and Jim Harbaugh. A little rivalry there. Six, Malik Nabers out of LSU. Wide receiver goes to the New York Football Giants. The Tennessee Titans at seven take Ault, the best left tackle in this draft class, out of Notre Dame. 6'8", absolute unit. Falcons take Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama, at 8. 9 in the trade-up, the Denver Broncos move up from 12 to 9 to take Bo Nix, their hopeful future franchise quarterback. Jets take Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. Great pick here at 10. After moving back from 4 and not taking Marvin Harrison Jr., the Cardinals get the third, in my opinion, the second best wide receiver in this draft class, Roma Dunze. Super physical, total stud, torch Texas in the Sugar Bowl. 12, the Bears had moved back. They get Byron Murphy the second and their second first-round pick of this draft. He's a home wrecker on the inside of that defensive line. Troy Fatanu. Troy Fatanu, tackle out of Washington. He goes to the Vegas Raiders, beef up that offensive line. The Saints beef up their offensive line with Fuaga out of Oregon State, the tackle. Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo goes 15th, the corner, to the Indianapolis Colts to take the best player available. 16, Michael Penix Jr. stays in the Pacific Northwest with the Water Falcons. Hot take pick right there, but I love it. Jared Verse also stays home in Florida and goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars at 17. The Benjis take Olu Fashanu, tackles fall to them gracefully at 18. 19, the replacement for Aaron Donald, Jerzon Newton, defensive lineman out of Illinois. The Oregon center, Jackson Powers Johnson, goes 20th overall to the Pittsburgh Steelers. J.C. Latham, the tackle out of Alabama, goes 21st to the Dolphins. 22nd overall pick, Terrion Arnold, corner out of Alabama. 23rd, Nate Wiggins, corner out of Clemson to the Arizona Cardinals. 24th overall, A.D. Mitchell out of Texas, wide receiver. Love that pick to the Dallas Cowboys. 25th overall, the Green Bay Packers select Graham Barton, offensive lineman out of Duke. 26th overall, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select edge Leatu Lato to UCLA. Cooper DeJean, cornerback, Iowa, goes 27th, two corners in the first round. It's crazy for the Arizona Cardinals. 28th, Brian Thomas Jr., the second wide receiver out of LSU, the third overall player from LSU being taken. He could be the best out of all of them. 28th overall to the Buffalo Bills. TJ Tampa goes 29th to Iowa State. Cornerback, he's an absolute blanket. 30th, the Ravens get young on the offensive line with Tyler Guyton at Oklahoma, offensive tackle. Offensive tackle to Georgia, Amarius Mims, goes 31st to the defending NFC champions, San Francisco 49ers. And 32nd, closing it out with the third Texas player, not Xavier Worthy, not Tavondre Sweat, but Jatavion Sanders, tight end, the future Travis Kelce replacement, goes to the defending Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. That is this week's mock draft. Hope you enjoy. We'll see you guys next time. Stripe Sports, we're out. Hit your free throws because they're free.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.